You're listening to the World's Team Podcast. It's not just America's team, Cowboys Nation. It's the world's team. Now, here are your hosts, Paul Stewart and Mike Poland.
How about them Cowboys?
What's up, Cowboys Nation? Welcome to another episode of the World's Team Podcast, brought to you by the Bleav Network, powered by the FanDuel Sportsbook, and also sponsored by Cowboys Experience for the ultimate meet and greet, stadium tours, game day tickets, and so much more. Be sure to go to www.cowboysexperience.com and use the discount code WorldsTeam2025. I am your host, Paul Stewart, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Mike Poland. And sorry if I am stuttering here, but obviously it has been a very...
Emotional
couple of days within Cowboys Nation and all across the NFL. We thought we'd do something a little bit different than normal. Obviously, we would be normally talking about the bye week and talking about the Dallas Cowboys, and obviously with the acquisitions of Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson. But as of on November 5th, on Guy Fawkes Night back here in the UK, tragic news happened of the news of defensive end Marshawn Nyland, who sadly is no longer with us. A defensive end who was drafted in the second round from Western Michigan, number 53 overall. It's tough to kind of really talk about it. Struggling to really find the words.
Take your time, bro.
But me and you kind of briefly talked about it, Mike, on Thursday when the news kind of really did break out. But after that, we've had time to settle and kind of gather our thoughts. But still, I still kind of struggle to comprehend what has just happened. And we're seeing tributes from rival teams like the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, and today is not about mocking rivals. It's about applauding your rivals for what they're showing and their solidarity right now. Like Sirianni showing his support to the fans and to Cowboys Nation and everyone in the organization, to Marshawn Nyland's family and friends, all the coaches, all Marshawn's teammates, and same with the Giants and the Commanders. And we saw the lovely tribute what the Denver Broncos did at the start of the game, doing the moment of silence for him. Same with the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Mavericks. They've been doing that also. So, but yeah, Mike, don't know where to go with this, but we are going to make this show more for Marshawn Nyland. Like, make sure that we all remember him. Remember him for who he was, that bright smile, even though although he was only with the team for so little, but he had that glowing personality, that big smile, very engaging with the fans.
Yeah.
But hit me with it, Mike. Give me your thoughts about the whole situation.
Yeah, I just want to add on to what you say about the rival teams. Obviously, here in the UK, all the UK fan bases have different groups. So you've got the UK Giants, UK Eagles, and they've all reached out as well. So it doesn't just go beyond the actual team. It's the fan groups, the fan bases, which is good to see. Because at the end of the day, yes, you're right. There are rivals. There's rival teams. There's all these rivalries that happen. And on game day, it can get a bit choppy. But what everyone does realize, or at least the smart people or the ones with a level of humanity, because there are some people out there that kind of like went the wrong way on certain things. But yeah, okay. What they do is they realize that, yes, there's the rivalry, there's the sport, but inside that is the human being.
Level.
And at the end of the day, these are human beings. They are people as well. And that's what's most important. I think the big thing at this stage, what you can only really say is that, especially for me and you, everybody this side of the UK as well, and Europe and beyond, everywhere across the world, you've got to give your sympathies, your thoughts, your love and your prayers to the Marshawn Nealon family, his girlfriend, the teammates. I know some of the teammates, like Sam Williams, you've heard about, is really finding it a very tough moment. I know Juanier Thomas was speaking out on it. Mikaelin Carson, I've seen on it. Brian Anger. A lot of the players are out there. We've seen a huge part from Micah Parsons that came out and said, you know, at the end of the day, this happened and you kind of forget sometimes. So I reached out to all my past teammates, college, high school, the Cowboys. You know, you see in a lot of well wishes, a lot of warmth during a very cold time. It's because at the end of the day, under the circumstances that it happened, and it happened so quickly and so unexpectedly, that it is just pure shock. It's just insane to see that one moment you're watching the dude not run into a, and I mean, you know, you've got to think of the good things that you've seen. And the last good thing we saw from Nealon was running onto that batted down punt to score a touchdown. And what was crazy about that play is you saw the straight line speed of such a big guy. I mean, he went upfield onto that touchdown quick. I mean, he was overtaking players to get to that ball. You're right. He was a very positive character. The one thing I always remember, which is something me and you spoke about, was when he tried to anticipate snap count, run into the offensive line. The offensive linemen all stood up as if like, oh, well, there we go. That's a penalty. Nealon just turns around, gets into a passing set, pretends to be an offensive lineman.
No, he was pretending to be the quarterback.
Oh, no, I thought he was on the line.
No, he stood behind the center.
But, like, they're the sort of positive things that, you know, they make you smile thinking about him. Obviously, the circumstances make you sad, but you've got, you know, people deal with things differently. And I try and think of all of the good things that he brought. And like you say, he brought other positive things to fans. He was very engaging with them.
Yep.
Very positive, a happy person. But unfortunately, you never know what demons people are dealing with on their own. And people can have a lot of weight on their shoulders. They have a lot of issues that they have on their chest. And you never know what people are dealing with inside. And unfortunately, we had to find out the hard way.
Yeah, and this is definitely more of a male thing where I'm about to say here. It's like men have this tendency to compress everything. Like try not to like express that and not show weakness in some
man
way.
Up.
Yeah, that the whole man up situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, like there will come a point where it will just come and it'll just overtake you and irrational thought is out the window. It's horrible. It's just so tragic to see what's just happened. And my thoughts and prayers are towards his girlfriend, and his family. I think we've all heard the distress call, like, because we are really curious to know.
It's hard to listen to.
Like I couldn't listen to it all. Even though they were just basically outlining the facts in it, but I just couldn't bear to listen to it. So, and it just kind of gives you Nealon had something that really affected him so much. Yeah. They find it really hard to control. Obviously, his mother passed away back in February, right before draft.
Yeah.
Like, that could play a massive factor. That's just speculation. It could be, but we don't know much about his early childhood, etc. And it's none of our business, end of the day. It's not for us to say. But whatever that may be, like, he had a good support system, like, and he had that there. He's got Solomon Thomas there. He would have been like, there would have been open arms to say, "Hey, you've got something on your mind? Come talk to us, dude." And it's just an absolute tragic shame to see what's just happened. And this might feel like, I'm not trying to make any comparison, but I haven't felt the same way since what happened with Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, the singer. Like when you really kind of put it down to, like, we all know, like, Chester had, like, a bad past and stuff like that, but he became very successful, had a happy life, had kids, had a wife, etc. Like from outside looking in, it's like, why would you be upset about?
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. but you just don't know what's...
You don't know what people are dealing with.
Exactly. Like,
demons.
I mean, for example, I've had my struggles as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've talked to you about some of my struggles.
And that's good.
And I'm sorry, mate, but you keep knocking your microphone.
Oh, do I? Sorry, it's my cable. There you go.
Yeah, because it keeps a tapping sound in there.
I do apologize. There we go. Fixed.
Right. All right, cool. All right. But yeah, like, it just kind of, like, and a CFT Cowboys fan talk was talking about it as well, and I kind of said, like, kind of reminds me of Chester Bennington, and he's like, yeah, in fairness, like, I'm quite surprised he didn't know who Chester Bennington was, but when people said Linkin Park, and he's like, oh my, really? Like, then he kind of...
Of course, it clicked.
It clicked, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. Because he thought I could be talking about a player for we know, because it was a football chat, but I'm talking about, like, a non-football related, like, it's similar, like just your day-to-day life, like, you've got good things for you, outside looking in, and you've just got all these, like, compressing and thoughts in your back of your mind. It's just, it's burning a hole in your mind.
And like, I mean... Go on. I don't want to
interrupt. No. That's me, dude. That's me.
No. Well, what I was going to say is, you know, talking about all of that, I think, because, like, you think about moments like this and you think of your friends, you think of your family, and, like, when you've got on the different various platforms we've all got, you just hope that no matter what, if somebody's listening and watching us at any point and they're just, like, taking a moment of their time, and they're thinking, oh, I'll listen to this show and I'll listen to this. You need to know, whatever is ever weighing you down, we are proud of you if you make another day. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Be proud of yourself, and we're proud of you too.
Yeah, and just to let everyone know, if you are someone you know that needs help, you can call 988 in the US, or if you're in the United Kingdom, you can call the Samaritans at 116-123, or visit samaritans.org. If you feel like you need to talk to someone, don't be afraid to do that. Speak out. Like, if you're feeling down, like, down and out, people are there for you to give you support and really, like, get you back onto the right path. So,
and we're always here. We're always around. That's what the show is for.
Yeah,
getting together to talk Cowboys and get it off your chest.
But yeah, but I mean, just kind of reflecting back on what Marshawn Nealon has done for the Cowboys, like he played 18 games between since he drafted and unfortunately till his passing. With a total of 26 total tackles, one sack, one fumble recovery, one pass deflected, and one touchdown on a blocked punt recovery. I mean, when you kind of look at it, he was drafted in the second round. He was a two-star guy as well.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a two-star recruit, and he managed to make it all the way up to being in the second round. Yeah. Like, a high-end second round, for that matter. So that is an incredible achievement, what he did for himself in that regard. Like, there's not many two-star recruits from high school to college managed to do that. So
Cowboys as well.
Exactly. So, in fairness to any other team, because they would do the due diligence, the due process, and think about, like, how's the development of this player from his sophomore year all the way up to his senior year, etc. Mm-hmm. They're always looking to see how they've progressed, and these, like, look at the history of these players coming out of college. And Marshawn Nealand, like, really impressed a lot of teams, and that's why he was so highly regarded. Like, so,
and they gave him the infamous 94. I mean, you think of the players that were of all 94. Guy before him, you know, Hall of Famer, DeMarcus Ware. They give him that jersey. It doesn't come with, you know, it's not just an empty number, that number. And I mean, you're right. He's, in order to get to where he has from a small school, you've really got to fight. And I think what went in his favor in terms of being in the Cowboys is he was a carbon copy of DeMarcus Lawrence. And DeMarcus Lawrence was slowly coming towards the end of his career. And if you ever remember, DeMarcus Lawrence, when he started with the Cowboys, he was kind of a little under the radar. It took him a couple of seasons to get into it. Very much the same way. You were, sorry?
I was just going to say, I completely agree. And I want to give a big shout out to DeMarcus Lawrence as well for his press conference during the Seahawks media talk. But I was going to mention Charles Haley is also a number 94 as well.
Yeah.
Another legend. So, like, 94 is that prestige number. Like, we can regard it like you're 88, you're 22, etc. Like, that's a significant number for the Dallas Cowboys in history. And we gave that to Marshawn Nealand. Sorry, continuing what you were saying there, Mike. Sorry, I had to put in there.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's fine. I was just saying that I think what went in his favour is because he's very, very like a pro comp to DeMarcus Lawrence. And because the Cowboys had seen what DeMarcus Lawrence can bring, an early down player, great against the run, setting the edge, and they seen that in Marshawn, and they went, well, let's pull the trigger on it now. And then we've got the next protege in what Lawrence was. And that's what we were kind of hoping it was going to get to. But unfortunately, we never get to see the man that he would become in the NFL.
Yeah, it's just tragic. And I don't know if you watch Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco's podcast at all.
No.
Shannon was getting quite emotional about it because he understands what being part of that brotherhood really is like. Like, he worked with the likes of Ray Lewis and all these other great players. What with John, like say Elway, etc. He knows what that brings into and. He said it breaks my heart to see players having to deal with whatever it is they're dealing with and not have to talk about it. And he broke down on his show, and that's just how we all feel. We just feel so just devastated. It's hard to talk, to really find the right words to say, but like we said, we're just devastated with the news. We didn't want to kind of react until we got all the full information it was released and make sure. And for us, we just want to kind of pay a massive tribute to Marshawn during this show. I will say, I think a lot of Cowboys fans will be looking to maybe honor him by buying the number 94 t-shirt or a jersey, just to kind of show a tribute. And if it was me, maybe 94 t-shirts and all the money raised would go towards suicide prevention type of thing, that I think that would be a great tribute in that way as well. So I think that would be something that could happen. If there is someone out there that is doing that, be sure to contact us. We'd be interested to kind of helping out in that way. So Mike, kind of going with Marshawn away, I just can't imagine how the team is right now.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell from social media, they were all cut up about it. The timing of it as well, I think, you know, because they're on a bye week, so it gives them another week to stew on things. So that's kind of, you know, like, because essentially you're talking about this being their job, and say, like, they're on a bye week and the game, etc. with everything that's going on, having that time to not be working and playing can cause, you know, gives them more time to stew on things. So I think that's not going to be fun for that team and the coaches as well. You know, they've got to get their heads back in on it, but how you do that, I don't know. I mean, that's tough. That's a tricky ask. So what the players are feeling right now, and how they react, I mean, I'm glad it's not me in that position.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, and for like the players, the toughest job for them is how they get past this,
yeah,
and come together. Like, we do have a very important game against Las Vegas. Like, obviously we are in our bye week this week, but the week after, the Cowboys do head to Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and like, if there's one thing that could actually really work out for the Cowboys in this match, like, this could be that extra motivation. Go out there and play for Marshawn. Play for him.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, they've got to get over the shock and the emotional side of it all first. And I've got to be honest with you that if they go to Vegas and it doesn't look great, I'm not going to fault them. I'm not going to judge them for that. I'm not going to go on our post-game show and slate them. Yeah, so you're kind of like, you're asking a lot at that stage, you know. But I think the big key really to it all is no matter what, I mean, like, no matter what really is that they just need to know they have the fan support, definitely.
That's all we can do, like, to help these guys, yeah. Like, because they were the ones closest to Marshawn at this recent moment in time. Coach Schottenheimer, Matt Eberflus, Aaron Whitecourt. I can't imagine how he must be feeling right now. Like, oh yeah. Man,
working so closely, you know. But
it's just so tragic, man.
It very much is.
Yeah, but like I said, folks, if you are struggling out there, be sure to, like, talk to someone. Like, don't be afraid to reach out, talk to someone, get you back in the right path. If yourself or you know someone that does need support, like I said, you can call on the number 988 in the United States. And if you're in the UK, you can call the Samaritans at 116 123 or visit samaritans.org. But yeah, Mike, I mean, there is no really final thoughts with us.
No,
really,
no.
There isn't. Like, we just have
I do. I have a final thought. I have a final thought. It's not about Neyland. It's about everybody. Just know that we love you. That's the best thing I can say, is we love all people. That's why we love doing this. And know you can, whatever you're ever going through, just chill and vibe with not just us, other different shows and all the rest of it. Get out of your own head and just know that there's people like us that are cheering you on every day if you're struggling. And you just have to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But yes, folks, we will be back next week, as we will be returning to do the pregame show for the Las Vegas Raiders game. But like as always, be sure to hit the like and subscribe. But I think, given how we all feeling today, like, I think that's probably really bad taste on my part to actually even say that.
I subscribe, because then you get to talk to us, and if you're ever in trouble, you can hit us up.
It just doesn't fit. It doesn't sit well. Me even saying that,
it's okay.
But if you're enjoying, like to kind of engage with us and talk with us, like talk about Dallas Cowboys, talk about life. We're more than happy to be here for you and bringing entertainment to your eyes, and like especially from two people from the United Kingdom try to talk football. Like that, this is where the whole world's team comes into the play. It's like we do bring people from Germany, bring people from Brazil onto the show, Mexico. So we're trying to bring Cowboys Nation all together. So if you're a Cowboys Nation from all across the world, be sure that you come and join in the party. Pretty much, we would love to hear
there
from you.
There you go.
But yes, folks, like I said, we will be back next week as we will cover the Las Vegas Raiders game. I'm stuttering again, Mike.
You're all right. Take your time, bro.
But like I said, folks, go out there. If you are struggling, go out there, talk to someone. If you know someone, get in touch with them. Talk to them.
Try and get
yourselves and your friends or whoever that may be, your loved ones, back in the right path and help them out. That's it for this episode. We hope you do stay safe out there. And just like as always here, the world's team, it's not just America's team. It is the world's team. And stay safe out there, folks. Have a good one.
That's a wrap on the World's Team Podcast. Smash that like button and hit subscribe, Cowboys Nation. This ain't just America's team. It's your team.
Touchdown.
It's the world's team. Only on Bleav, where real fans live.
How about them Cowboys?